a busy 2017. This is the category which Patsy McGonigal, of course, excels in. He knows everything about athletics in the Northwest. And I suppose, Patsy, we'll start first of all with one of the hot prospects, to say the least, from the Northwest region, a Castle Dare girl who competes with Finn Valley. There's high hopes for Somer Leckie in the coming years, but this year, 2017, she won gold at the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas, representing Northern Ireland. Great achievement by her.
Yes, indeed. It's been an absolutely brilliant year for her. You know, this is a young girl who began as about a 9-year-old at the local primary school's athletics and still going strong, still building the record and getting stronger all the time and ranking-wise, and is the national senior indoor and outdoor champion at 16 years of age, 17 years of age. Goes off to Barbados and wins the Commonwealth Games youth title and breaks the record and under 18s. And now on Wednesday will be announced for the Commonwealth Games, the senior Commonwealth Games, along with Dempsey McGuigan and both Fun Valley this Wednesday. So, you know, her career continues. You know, she's just returned from a training camp in the Canaries and all is good. So really good for her. Her attitude, her approach, her support from her coach, Niall Wilkinson, and her family has been excellent throughout. So a vital ingredient in a situation such as this. So it's been a great season and we look forward to 2018 with her.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting one for Summer Leckie, to say the least. What about the Kelly brothers, John and James, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they've been so dominant. John, you know, has I did the tagline on my report in Highland through the year that John won the national senior shot put record, and he was closing a 65-year gap on John Gallagher from Crouch Island, who was the previous Donegal winner of a national senior shot put title. And of course, some years ago, John broke his records, and that was the thread all through. Interesting that one of my highlights in terms of John Kelly was about him and Gavin McLaughlin, a training partner of his. They're coached by John's dad, of course. But one getting first and second in the national senior indoor championships, and it's probably the most excited I've been all year, because John was winning, but this young fellow Gavin, who we got him excited enough to get second, and that's a bit of a job in itself, and that happened on this particular day, and I was just so excited for him and for the fact that we had a 1-2 there in the national indoors. And it was, look, he won the university, he's a student at LYAT. And just one statistic on both him and James is dominant, of course, in all his age groups. Interesting statistic, I don't know if it'll ever be repeated. John and James Kelly hold the English, Scottish and Irish titles currently, indoor and outdoor, at junior, obviously in the case of James, at under 23 in the case of John, and senior John. So two brothers hold all of the titles right now, and in James's case, he holds the national records and everything. So it's exciting. James has been training so hard, and we're looking forward to 2018. When I say James is working hard, John is working hard. So they're both exciting boys from St Johnstone.
They certainly are. Brendan Boyce in 2017 was hoping for a good performance at the World Championships, and he was looking at this year as being a big move for him, Patsy, but it's ended disappointingly for the Mulford man, having to pull out with injury.
It did, didn't it? Yeah. We took it to the wire. We took it across the river from where we were staying, and we tried and waited and waited and waited, but the decision had to be made. He was injured, and only got injured the week prior. So, you know, when you consider the amount of effort over many, many years to get himself on the line. He was coming to London on the back of an unbelievable performance in Padraig, and I was privileged to be managing the team there. And he was in the 50k European World Championships, and he was up against leading Europeans, obviously. And on that day, he competed. He mixed it at the front. He really engaged in the race. And, you know, he was there with a medal shot for a good while. I was ringing back people, getting the message through. We're looking at a medal. We're looking for a medal. He's in a position to get a medal. And it all faded to fourth in the end. But it was such a brilliant competitive performance from Brendan. And he was basing that moving forward to go to London. London didn't happen. He got injured. The nature of life and the nature of sport is you bounce back. He bounced back about 3 or 4 weeks later and went to China and got himself a race out there, a couple of races, 3 or 4 days racing out there, and moved his career on. He's taking a bit of a break at the moment. He'll be back this season, and we look forward very much to that.
Yeah, what about Mark English in 2017, looking forward to 2018. We had a lot of high hopes for Mark again, looking to make a move, and the World Championships didn't work out for him. Yes, he won another Irish Track and Field Championship title in Dublin, but there's stuff there to work on for Mark next year.
There's always stuff to work on, and he's such a talented boy, you know, and if he comes right to any championship, 100%, he's a finalist. And when you're a finalist in a major championships, as Bossy and the Europeans this year from France proved, a guy that Mark would have beaten, you know, on the Grand Prix circuit, Mark is a possible medalist at any level. I mean, Olympic, world, European level, but he needs to come right to the championships. And I would say he would.
Injury was a factor there.
Injury was a factor. It's been a factor a couple of times, and that's the nature of many sports. You know, you're always going to be on an edge here. You're going to go bring it to the edge, and it hasn't worked sometimes for Mark. But I'd say if he were to look back without going into all of the details, I mean, he had a great victory for us over 800 metres in the European Championships. I told him how proud I was of that performance, and you know, he had that victory over Cooper's it was, I think, and so on. So you look, he's just got to come back. He is and still continues to be the most talented athlete that we in Donegal have ever seen. And let's be very clear about that. But in 2018, he would say, I would imagine, that it wasn't his best year ever.
How much work, Patsy, goes into it mentioned there that things have to be right for him for next year. To get to that place for things to be right.
Well, if you want to be the best continental athlete or whatever, let's take, it doesn't matter what sport it is. If you're in there at the very top end, you know, the parameters of not being up there on the day, you're gone. There's so many things have to be right in your training, in your preparation, in your control, and in your support, and in your environment, and your space, and so many things, so many confidence factors moving in. This is just not about Mark English, it's about everybody at a certain level of sport. And if all of that isn't right, and you can see sometimes, I see athletes, and I've seen this in team athletics and the team sport, and that you nearly know by body language, over a period of experience in life, you see people who will not perform. I've seen that. I've seen that from Ciara McGeehan, who went into Belgrade for a European indoors this year. A girl who had got a medal the previous 1,500 metres outdoors, 1,500 metres in where were we? Amsterdam. And basically, I could have told you, a day out, you could go home, because this is not going to happen. Body language, watching, knowing, seeing reactions, that's it. And I put it to her. I put it to her and it was all over. Of course, she wasn't very happy he didn't say, you know, whatever language was used. But look, that's the way it is, and Mark's no different.
How long has it taken you to realise that, Paz? You've been around with a lot of teams. You've been to Olympic Games. For you as a team manager and as a head coach to watch these athletes, how long does it take you to develop to see these early signs that it's not going to?
That's actually an excellent question, Oisin, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all talk about experience, you know. And I used to think, I don't know what this experience thing is. And now that I feel I'm experienced, I take your point. And the latter half of my management career, say the last 10, 15 years, that would have been coming more clear and clear and clearer to me. When I was a young man going out managing the team, say 25, 30 years ago, you know, I would have wanted to run the race with them. I was so much into them. And then I went into the GAA world and I was psyching boys up, you know, and I was psyching guys up in the athletics. And sometimes it didn't work and you overdone it and so getting the balance is down to experience and evaluating based on experience, and your assumption based on experience doesn't always lie well with everybody else. And I'm never ever going to be always right, but experience is important. That's the point I'm going to make here. And you know, don't throw it out, because it's vital. And you know, when guys are putting team support teams around them, let's talk about the team games. Look for somebody with experience that they can be close to, and just maybe listen, because if that person is there, and they're not all that, you know, that many of them, maybe it would be a good thing to think about.
Yeah. How long have you, or long, much time did you take in thinking that it was the time was right for you now to step away from Irish teams? You made that decision this year that you weren't going to be involved with Irish international teams anymore.
That was an awkward period, you know. And I mentioned about Eamon making the point today in the papers, Eamon McGee, that, you know, it's difficult to deal with it. I wondered about that too, you know, and I have had difficulty with it for a year. But I think London helped me getting to the Worlds in London. I could have finished after the Rio Olympics, and then I thought, I know. I love the team I had. I love the group. I love the whole dynamic of the team in Rio. And I wanted to be with these young people and get through it. And our relationship was brilliant. And I wanted to be with this thing again and try and see could it get better. These were a new generation, you know, McGean, English, all these people, and they had got their experience. So I just wanted to see, and I wanted to be with them. And then I got through the season and Belgrade didn't go well and we had Padobrady. It went extremely well. The European Cup was good. But I kind of got into a frame of mind and then it came, the interview came to do another 4 years. And then, okay, I topped the thing, got offered the job, took the job, walked about the garden for a couple of evenings carrying a grandchild and playing and looking around me. And I remember the day I took the decision, he was pulling out of me and I said, okay, I'll take the job. Just to get him quiet, get that paid, done it. And then I began to think about it. And basically, coming into London, then I had a conversation then with Athletics Ireland and said, you know what, I'll wrap it after London. And you know what, it was the right thing to do because my attitude in London, my attitude wasn't, and I was going to go negative against my own athletes. I was going to call them out. I was going to go public. And to a point I did, and I did make comments like, they're not tough enough. I made comments like the culture isn't right. The approach isn't right. There's too much hugging going on here. There's too much. We're in a. And I was making the point about the brutal world of top sport as much as athletics. And in fairness, I made comments that were in line with people who were thinking like that. Yeah. But the normal punter ain't going to understand that. And I thought, do I now begin this negative, as they perceive it, this negative attitude to try and change the dynamic of the culture of Ireland and the culture of some of my unbelievable athletes, who I still believe some of them are not tough enough and some of them are brilliant athletes. And I thought, no, let's just shoot it out here. So I was kind of happy and I've come to terms with it and I'm happy and I'm pleased that that Teresa McDade, a local girl, has taken up the operations manager for his period, whatever period that may be. And that's brilliant. But I'm watching the scene and I'm commenting on the scene and I'm likely to get into trouble going forward because now I'm out of the scene, I will be very open about my opinions, you know.
Yeah. Are you putting more pressure on yourself then doing it like that?
I probably, you know, I could do without it, you know. My family would say back off, you know, but I'm not really ready to back off. But I don't want to be seen as this fella who, a negative boy, who's not in it anymore. Now he thinks it should be done his way. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I have to be very careful too, you know.
Does the person coming along next have to go into that harsh environment of letting these athletes know that they have to toughen up?
Everybody has to do the job differently. I wouldn't like to comment or give anybody advice about how, unless they would ask for it. So I wouldn't like to do it in public either, you know.
Listen, we could talk about this.
Sure.
But we're reviewing the year. Jermot wants to come in there. Yeah, Jermot?
No, just it's interesting hearing Patsy's thoughts. You know, Patsy, you look at it at a local level as well and you refer to Mark English being, you know, probably the best athlete to come out of Donegal down through the years. But the culture and the attitude among athletes on an international stage, I'm sure it's a mirror image at local level too, Patsy. You've seen so many quality athletes with so much talent, but probably ultimately not achieving what they could have. I'm sure that's been frustrating for you.
I absolutely, you know, you see talented athletes every day in every sport. I'm sure everybody in every sport that's as deep into it as I am would say the same. You know, it's worth ethic. They don't have the worth ethic. They don't want to lead the life. You know, they want to do the social and they want to do the athletics or they want to do whatever. And you can't do that. You know, it's just like, and they, you know, they see it as a sacrifice that they don't do something. And actually for a real athlete, and Verdicom is a real athlete, there ain't no sacrifices. They don't want to be social. They want to be social. And the point that to be out in the environment of social drinking environment or whatever, we related to it earlier, that doesn't happen. They don't want it to happen. So it's a total thing if they want to be what they want to be. So talking about it doesn't work. You just got to go and do it. And I've seen the talent, and I've seen talent wasted, and I've seen people being ill-advised, and I've seen people who didn't have the support. I've seen people making the wrong decisions. But sure, look, that's that side of it. And then I've seen the other side of it. I mean, going back to when we were with Cranford Athletic Club and developed on from there, we had a nucleus of very talented people, Danny and Hugo and all of those. And there's always going to be talented people who will achieve.
Yeah, Oisin, Letterkenny AC's Teresa McDade was a coach with the European Women's Athletics team at the Great Edinburgh Cross Country Championships. Ireland won the 6K event at that race ahead of the two other competitors, Great Britain and the USA. Teresa was also coached to the cross country team at the Europeans at the start of December. Teresa was honoured with a European Athletics Leadership Award at the National Awards earlier this month, and the announcement followed that she will be Senior Team Operations Manager for the European Athletics Championships in Berlin in August of next year. Noreen Scanlon led the Letterkenny AC ladies team to a gold medal at the Ulster and the Northern Ireland Masters and Intermediate Cross Country Championships, which were held in Granshaw. Nikita Burke, Maria Mulligan and Shauna McGeehan were the other scorers on the Letterkenny AC team. And mentioning Nikita Burke, Nikita claimed the National Novice title 2 weeks ago at the All-Ireland Novice and Juvenile Uneven Age Groups Cross-Country Championships, which were in Waterford. The Letterkenny AC athlete won a fantastic race, fighting off tough opposition to become just the county's third winner of the title.
Absolutely over the moon. It's like a dream come true. I didn't actually think that I'd manage to do it. I suppose there's a great group of girls training down in Letterkenny at the moment, and Maria Mulligan was down in sport today, and Nolene out injured at the moment, and Shauna McGeehan, and there's a great group of girls in our club at the moment, and we're all kind of willing each other on and pushing each other on, so it's fantastic.
That's Nikita Burke, and Sean McGinley from Glenswilly was also a national champion at underage level at the same event. Well, in April, Letterkenny Athletic Club won the highly prestigious Irish Life Health National Road Relay Championships in Raheny in Dublin. The Masters women's team, comprising three in-form runners of Irene McFadden, Anne-Marie McGlynn and Monica McGranahan, picked up gold in their event. In the process, they broke the course record for Masters women, and the Letterkenny AC's senior women's team picked up silver medals. Anne-Marie McGlynn showed her amazing stamina after running the middle leg for the Masters team. She did likewise for the senior team and did it in 10:29, 14 seconds faster than she had run earlier on. Kieran Doherty returned to Donegal with a European Masters gold medal in August. The Letterkenny AC man won the 3,000 metre steeplechase at the European Masters Championships in Denmark. He crossed the line in 9 minutes 34.60 seconds to take the win ahead of Great Britain's Sullivan Smith and Frenchman Paul Varicker. 2 years ago, Kieran won silver at the World Championships, and he also medalled at World Indoors and Europeans in 2012.
Also a great year for Inishowen AC's Porrick McKinney. How many times have we mentioned his name over the years? Well, he retained his over 50 title at the Athletics Ireland National 10K Championships in the Phoenix Park back in April. And at the 48th County Senior Athletics Championships, Ross's AC's Aidan Gillespie equaled Hugo Duggan's record of 8 senior Donegal titles in the long jump. The 21st Northwest 10K was won in a time of 32 minutes and 44.3 seconds by Kilmacrenan native Owen McGinley, who was running in the colours of Letterkenny AC. And moving on then to July, the success at the National Junior and Under 23 and Masters Championships down in Tullamore. Some big performances there. Numerous gold medals returning to Donegal. Brendan O'Donnell, Arlene Crossan, John Kelly, Gavin Crawford, James Kelly, Jessica Roberts, Ian Brennan, Sinead McConnell, Breen O'Donnell, Isabel Breslin, Bosco Reid and Kieran Carlin, all successful there. And Jason Smith, well, he collected a 7th World Para Athletics Championships gold medal, the Derryman cruising to victory in the 200 metres. And that also meant he's a double sprint world champion for the second time in his career. The Derry sprinter ran a season's best time of 21.4 seconds to claim gold at the Olympic Stadium in London. And that win came just 48 hours after his success in the T13 100 metres. Quite an achievement.
Thanks, Chris. Elsewhere in athletics, it was, Patsy, there was a big event held in November in Derry, and it was good to see such a spread of Northwest athletes competing and representing Ireland at different age categories in the British and Irish Masters across country, all helping the country to medals as well.
Yes, a great atmosphere and a well, very, very well organised event by the local council and indeed City of Derry Athletic Club, and Donegal contingent, Carol Dugan, James Doherty, Dermot Michael Carke, Byrne Noreen, all helped their teams to medal positions and some excellent run. But not only that, a massive turnout from the Donegal Athletics fraternity to support those athletes on what was a beautiful day. So are actually one of the more memorable events of the year with the Donegal participation and the fact that it was just so close proximity to Donegal. So that was a big one. And indeed, the cross country would have kicked off more strenuously with October and cross country and good days, bad days, mucky days, and so on. And I suppose if I look back in a couple of years' time at that cross country at senior and novice level, the emergence of Milford Athletic Club, very interesting line on it from previous remark there by Ryan on the Milford GAA victory on the day that they were performing across the river in Ballybuffet. Their novice athletes from Milford were doing the business, and that was exciting. It had to be very, very exciting for Milford Athletic Club, you know, with Q call. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we talked about Sloch Neil earlier. What's going on in Milford?
What's going on? I don't know. Well, it's a good story anyway, because you know, it was such an exciting day, and then we were back a couple of weeks later for an Ulster cross country at Finn Valley, and Milford again had a massive battle with Finn Valley for a novice team title on that day, and nobody knew where the score was. And I remember looking at James Gibbons and thinking, James, I think you have us by a point or two, and he thought Derry were in it, and I said, no, this is between me and you, sir. So we'll have to see how this is going to go.
The gloves
look, you know, at the end of the day, it was just so friendly and so brilliant for them, and we were, of course, disappointed. But look, no better man than James. He's been in the game all his life, and it was great. And Q Call, who's been the kind of guys who are the linchpins for that club, a new club really on the scene in relative terms. So well done to them. Letterkenny had a great team victory that day as well, and then men's novice. So that early season, and the Donegal senior, Letterkenny retained the women's cross-country team title. Very, 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 very easy. Teresa McGlown. Now, there's a story. Year after year, went out for a year or so to have a baby, back again, winning again, you know, and her performance was solo performance in that Donegal senior individual, and you know, Letterkenny winning the team, and Finn Valley retaining the men's team title, you know, so all
and Carol
all,
Dugan with a
with
a,
Carol Dugan with yeah. a very strong run, and Carol Dugan
is back running because he was
absolutely yeah. absolutely, and Carol been out of the scene. It's been a good season, good cross country for him so far, and we're looking forward to seeing him back now. He got sick and we missed him big time in Waterford a few weeks ago. So it was good for Donegal in that period.
Carol, of course, involved with the Irish Masters that won absolutely. Medals as well in Grantia and Derry. Finally, in the athletics front, Patsy, we have to mention a Strabane man, Stephen Maguire.
Absolutely, and you know, I remember I was sitting in Ballyliffin watching BBC Sports Personality of the Year. I knew that Stephen had been nominated, and he was the lead coach for that squad. I knew the hard work that he had done. I had received all the phone calls, and we had all the discussions, and you know, how this year was emerging, how this year was developing. And he, of course, the success, the background to the thing is that the Brits never had a successful championships in relay, and the relays ever. Four relay team medals. Their 4x1 had never won before ever, and the Strabane man had masterminded it, had held it together. A fellow that had worked for me as the coach with my Irish team for so long, a fellow who was in the club with me, and a young man that I remember growing up in Strabane Athletic Club under the influence of Gerry McDonald, and I couldn't have been prouder. I'll tell you what I'd done. I went across the road, bought a bottle of wine and drank it. I was so happy for him, because when you travel the world and had been to Olympic Games and World Championships, and he moved on, and he should have been retained in Irish athletics. This is the sad part. This is a point I made. Billy Walsh gone. You know, how many Irish people do we need to lose to other nations, and they become very successful and we don't retain them? And we as a nation in particular sports are losing out, and Stephen Maguire is one such guy. So really proud of him. Really, really proud of him.
He coached the Great Britain 4x100 metre men's team to a gold medal at this year's World Championships, along with Becky Blomqvist and Christian Malcolm. There was also good performances at Rio 2016. The coaching team helping the women's 4x100 and 4x400 teams to bronze medal in Rio in 2016. And when all the list of names had been put on the screen, it sort of came to a surprise. Stephen told us on the day after the big announcement that he was part of that team that had won Coach of the Year.
It was a proud moment. It was an unexpected moment. And, you know, being honest, I always thought these things, you know, somebody would get a heads up if they've done anything, but we didn't know at all, you know, so it was very unexpected. But, you know, surprised when you heard the other names that were read out as well and, you know, that were in the running for the award. So I delighted with it, being honest.
Yeah. And I suppose when you look back in your career, Stephen, and the amount of events that you've been involved in over the years and at international level, from grassroots right the whole way up to international level, a lot of the hard work that you put in those early days is all paid off now when you get recognition from particularly the BBC and the sporting community there.
That's probably, you know, probably the big one. I think as coaches, you know, you don't really, you know, you're there, you're working for athletes or, you know, whoever's in the team or whatever, and you kind of don't expect anything. And certainly my philosophy would be always to be in the background. So, you know, on one end of things, it's a wee bit uncomfortable just with it. But on the other end of things, obviously, it's very, you know, it's very exciting and proud as well that, you know, that we are recognised and that people sort of have recognised of the enormity of what the team did last year.
That was Stephen Maguire speaking after the announcement as part of the Coach of the Year team in the BBC Personality Awards, which were held at the Echo Arena in Liverpool. We were discussing moments from the year and photographs of the year, Chris, and one of your most memorable photographs that you've seen involved a Letterkenny woman who was in Africa.
Yes, Katrina Jennings, another great year for her. Numerous achievements, including winning the women's section of the Belfast City Half Marathon. She had a great time there, 1 hour, 15 minutes, 37 seconds, setting a new course record. And for the second successive year, she was a silver medal winner in the national women's category in the Dublin Marathon. And when you look at marathons, I've seen pictures of New York and whatever it is, Patsy, 50,000 people going across the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever. And they can always be very striking. And Katrina Jennings, she took part this year in Ethiopia. There was a half marathon, a full marathon. She was in the elite 10K. And just an aerial picture at the start in Ethiopia there on what no doubt was a warm day. And the colour was quite incredible. And she, I think she came second.
She did. And it's an event organised by Gebrselassie, who we would all know of, you know. Yeah, brilliant.